Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Since it's Wednesday, we're going to be reading something from 2010 today. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Today we have part 3 of the saga of the Bhagwan Shri Rajneesh. This part of the story involves the massive biological attack that was made in Wasco County in an attempt to depress voter turnout. It's kind of the part where things go sour. It ran for the first time on May 23rd of 2010 under the headline, Rajneesh Blend of Spiritualism Grabs for Power Left a Bad Taste. Here we go. In the late summer of 1984, things looked pretty good for the Bhagwan Shri Rajneesh and his followers. Homeless people from all over the nation had been invited to Rajneesh Puram for the Share a Home program. Thousands were brought in, swelling Rajneesh Puram to 7,000 or so, a substantial slice of a county with just 12,000 voters or so on the rolls. The Bhagwan called this an act of charity. Critics charged he was trying to pack voters into Wasco County in order to take the place over. Then, Secretary of State Norma Paulus changed everything by stopping all voter registration in Wasco County. She assigned a fleet of lawyers to interview each would-be voter and determine that that person actually intended to live in the county. Essentially, she was calling the Bhagwan's bluff. Oregonians would now see whether Share a Home was a high-minded act of social conscience or a disingenuous and cynical grab for power. Roughly 3 weeks later, the answer came by the busload to downtown Madras as Rajneesh Puram spat out the remaining homeless people. The Bhagwan and his number two, Matanand Sheila, Sheila Silverman's sannyasin name, had promised them bus tickets back to the cities they came from, but that wasn't what they delivered. They were just hauled to Madras, or the Dalles, or Bend, and then just booted out on the streets. The Salvation Army ended up spending more than $100,000 taking care of them and helping them get home. Oregonians dug deep to help with the crisis, too. In Portland, disc jockeys at the radio stations KGON and later KZOO made a parody version of the 1962 Tommy Rowe classic Sheila, called Shut Up Sheila. It was released on the B-side of a 45 RPM record. On the A-side was Rajneesh Dangerfield as a single. Proceeds of the sale went to benefit the homeless. About the same time, someone connected to Rajneesh Puram spritzed the salad bars in the Dalles with cultured salmonella bacteria, apparently in an attempt to depress voter turnout in an election. About 750 people got sick. This rumored and later proven bioterror act put the stink of criminality on the group, and even more sannyasins left, and contributions continued to plummet. The Bhagwan's fleet of Rolls-Royces, now up to 93, stopped expanding. Then, in 1985, Matanand Sheila and several other leaders suddenly fled to Europe, and the Bhagwan announced that she and her cohorts had tried to poison himself, his physician, the Jefferson County District Attorney, and the municipal water system at the Dalles. He also made a claim that seemed utterly ludicrous at the time, but is somewhat chilling today. He alleged that she planned to crash a plane full of dynamite into the courthouse in the Dalles. From her new home in Germany, Sheila was firing back with everything she had and blaming it all on the Bhagwan. But it was just about that time that the criminal charges came through. Immigration fraud, burglary, racketeering, arson, and attempted murder from the Salmonella outbreak. The Bhagwan drew a 10-year sentence suspended if he left the country, which he did, vowing never to return. Sheila drew a 20-year prison sentence and was fined $500,000. The Bhagwan, after changing his name to Osho, yes, that Osho, died in 1990 of a sudden heart attack at age 58, leaving behind more than 650 books, transcriptions of his lectures and discourses, which have since been translated into more than 4 dozen languages. His stock as a guru has never been higher, and hundreds of thousands of people come to his Osho International Meditation Resort every year. In Oregon, though, his name is still mud, after all these years. By the way, that excerpt of Shut Up, Sheila came from the Z100 radio station Morning Zoo's 15 Years of Crap CD. Here are the liner notes. The horrible 1984 hit that put Z100 on the map. It's about the Rajneeshi's loud spokesmouth, Ma Anand Sheila, and her trouble with the press. Dano learned to never sing his own songs after this. Dano is a reference to Dan Clark, a DJ for Z100 and occasionally KGON in Portland, with a great sense of humor and quite a bit of musical talent. Copies of that song, the full version of it, are sometimes available on eBay and Amazon. It hasn't been released on MP3 so far as I have been able to find. My recommendation is you track down 15 Years of Crap, because there's a lot more funny stuff on it. Well, that is our show for today. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone newsreader, a series of live history shows, a Facebook page, and a couple of other minor components as well. YouTube channel, Tumblr blog, things like that. All of it is accessible through our anchor page at offbeatoregon.com. Visual goodies and other resources that go with today's show can be found at offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources for this story, as well as more than 250 other Offbeat Oregon history columns written over the past 5 years since I've been doing these. Like this podcast, those articles are covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and it was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon History for fun and to learn things. I don't ever want it to turn into something I dread, something like a J-O-B. So I don't sell advertising or ask for donations. But if you enjoy the podcast and you'd like to support it, you can always buy a copy of my book. If you enjoy this podcast, I can almost guarantee that you will like the book. It's called Wicked Portland. It's published by the History Press in 2012, and they're available at community bookstores. Or if you like, you can order a signed copy through the store link at offbeatoregon.com. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in the neighborhood near Oregon State University, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee in the library coffee shop and talk history. I'm Finn at offbeatoregon.com. Our next show will be coming your way around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Thursday morning. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.